this is how Group C stands. Obviously, Germany and Poland have qualified, both with 7 points after tonight's matches. Northern Ireland still to await their fate. They are currently sitting with Albania in terms of awaiting their fate. And we'll find out if they go through as one of the best third-placed finishers. Four of them, remember, go through. A big money move from Dortmund.
Yeah.
Hasn't been first choice at Bayern Munich.
No, because he's not a real winger. We can say maybe he's...
What is his position, Deco, in your opinion? Maybe he's not a striker.
He's not a striker. Maybe it's difficult to say, because if they play with two strikers, mm-hmm. okay, he can play...
As a number 10.
As a number 10. He's not a winger. It's difficult in this team, because now I think Germany feel comfortable playing like a number 9, with number 9. Mm. All the players came to inside, and they normally play with this formation. And like Rob said, now they have, if stay with Gomez, they have a lot of options. They got offer options. Mm.
Would you, if you were Joachim Löw, would you start with Götze in the knockout match?
I don't know.
Or would you start with Schürrle?
Schürrle, he came. He's a good player. I think that the only position that is not
confirmed
is maybe that position, because they have option. They have, like Rob said, surely they have Draxler, and yeah. I think after today, Gomez
has
got to start. Sure.
Would you start him?
I probably wouldn't, to be honest. I think, I mean, what we haven't seen, I'd start Gomez, yeah, but obviously going back to the Götze one,
yeah.
He's played in three different positions in the three games, so, you know, he's not get. We've said it before, momentum, consistency, well, he hasn't got that because he doesn't know really where he's playing, so it's hard for any player to, you know, to be picking and choosing where you're going to play. You know, you've got, obviously, you go where the manager wants you to go or the manager tells you to play.
Yeah.
But if you're getting moved from pillar to post, then, you know, it's hard to sort of sit there and gel.
How far can he go in terms of reputation based on his World Cup credit? I mean, he is the... he did score the winner, didn't he?
Well, so as far as, yeah...
Is that your name on the team sheet, irrespective?
No, well, it's not. I mean, it's proven that it's not on the team sheet. But, look, if I score the winner in the World Cup for my country, then I wouldn't expect to do anything again, to be honest. You know?
Would you pack it all in? Would you?
It's like getting golf. If I got an hole in one, I'd pack golf in as well. But it doesn't get any better than scoring the winner in a World Cup final, does it?
But on a serious note, though, that can only go for so long, can't it? Before.
Yeah, of course it can. I mean, we have small, as supporters, we have small minds, and we forget what's happened, and we're playing for now. You know, we want the team to be successful now. And if players aren't playing, then there's no divine right to be in the starting lineup. You've got to earn the right, and he's not doing that.
In terms of the third places, are you confused? Well, yes, so am I. So let's just try and help you out here as to how things stand. These are the current teams that are situated in third place that could potentially, depending, of course, on what happens in Group D tonight and Group C and F tomorrow night, that could still go through as third-placed finishers. The best four, just as a reminder, the best four go through to the knockouts. So, Slovakia, I understand, as regards what happened tonight, are now through. So there's only three more matches to be sorted out, basically. That's how things stand. Northern Ireland, Albania, Portugal, Czech Republic and Sweden still in it. Yeah, victory for Poland, 3 points, of course, which means they confirm their passage to the knockout stages.